Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi everyone, Sandman here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Chetan, and here's what he has to say. Hi Sandman, Chetan from the Himalayas here again. I saw your video about 45% of women being single in 2030. Tradcucks are rightly paranoid of being bred out of the West. Every day I see news of some Indian dude marrying a white hoe gladly accepting sloppy seconds, or 220 seconds. All of it is celebrated in the media. We're in a civilizational war where darker races see white women as being a frontier that they must conquer to destroy the whitey West. In the past 4 years, 4 million Indian students have moved abroad according to government data. Add to that the millions of illegal immigrants, as well as those on work visas. They will take over your politics within this generation. Meanwhile, all I see is white kids being programmed to be soy boys and accept diversity. Caucasians will be second-rate citizens in their own countries, while white babes will receive attention from the lower-tier Indian men. The trad cucks pleading with Caucasian women to have white kids will not work, though. They need to put five across the eyes on them and their simp fathers and brothers, who allow them to pull this. Well, Chetan, thanks for the donation as well as the topic. With regards to people no longer reproducing, we're all on the same roller coaster ride, heading down, and India's just a few decades behind countries like Japan. First is East Asia, followed by Europe, and then North America and India, Latin America, and finally Africa. But it's not the entire Caucasian race that's letting others replace them. Good luck to the Indians trying to settle in Eastern Europe. There are little to no welfare programs for those in the Third World to get a decent quality of life in Eastern Europe. But in the West, it's a different story, and the success of the West means it's like that scene from Batman where Bane says that victory has defeated you. The West is a victim of its own economic victory and prosperity. The Caucasian people in Eastern Europe, however, will survive and won't have to worry about being replaced. In fact, they'll probably attract white people from the West one day to live in their countries, while Paris ends up burning and looking like Rome from 2,000 years ago. Chetan, I can't argue about the whole idea that whites might become second-rate citizens in the countries of their ancestors. Look at what happened after apartheid ended in South Africa. However, I'll discuss more in a moment. But first, let me tell everyone about today's sponsor. This is a premier sports service. If you're interested in making sustainable remote income instead of women stealing your income, then this service is for you. It has a proven track record of getting its clients an average of $1,600 a month with only a $100 investment. The more you invest, the more you make. If you want to make money daily, sign up with MoneylineInvestments.com and use my promo code Sandman for 15% off your first subscription. If you sign up for the monthly package, you get a 100% money-back guarantee if you don't profit from their three-step system. What are you waiting for? Sign up at the sponsor link down below.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise. Having fun in the sun or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5HETIDE.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5HETIDE.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
American Giant makes great clothing, sweatshirts, jeans, and more right here in the U.S. Visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, code STAPLE20.
Anyways, now back to Indians taking over the West Clown World Show. Chetan, I think you're right about Indians taking over politics in places like Canada. You can already see that with the UK and the new Prime Minister there. In Canada, we have Jagmeet Singh. a Sikh is a leader of the third largest political party, the socialist one. Our defense minister is also Sikh. That's actually a good thing compared to many of the weak Canadian weirdos in government these days that don't actually have any masculinity. The only province that's not being replaced by Indians is Alberta, because the housing prices are still cheap enough for white families to make babies there. In most other places, it's way too expensive. But you're also forgetting that India's fertility rate is now 2.14. That means that it's below the 2.2 replacement rates. So eventually in 20 years, the population will plateau and start to decline. Canada's quality of life is already peaking out, and I think that most Indians that come here in the future will just stay long enough until they can get out of the country and head to the United States, where the quality of life and cost of living in many ways is better. The Indian people I've spoken to here say they left India so they didn't have to be around other Indians, and I can see them moving away from Canada. I think the part about not being around other Indians also means Indian women specifically. I see them with white women increasingly that are more likely to be quiet and not run their mouth as much as the Indian aunties out there. As for Indians conquering the West with their sheer numbers, I doubt that's going to happen, as the population starts to crash in the next few decades. Without growing populations, the West will start becoming poorer, and in Canada we can't seem to build enough housing for immigrants and locals. I think that globalization is about to go into reverse in many ways, and that America and Canada are going to start manufacturing things again. If that happens, then expect the cost of male labor to go up, and as a result, super high inflation in Canada. Regardless of all the hot white women Indian guys want, they won't be able to afford to come and live here unless they're in a boarding house or something like that. Also, are you sure about whites becoming second-class citizens? The British Empire held India for the longest time because they knew how to turn Indians against one another. Do you really think they aren't smart enough to do the same thing in the UK again? Also, politicians don't really have any true power. It's the people behind them that fund them. If the majority of Brits started to look like they were from Bangladesh, then sure they'll elect a ruler from the same background. But the British lords and aristocracy will be the ones selecting who will be really in power. It'll be a curry puppet ruler that has to do as he's told. The upper classes won't care if the lower classes mix with Indians. They'll isolate themselves to a large extent from their subjects. They don't want a white middle class that's going to demand higher wages and be intelligent enough to be a threat to them. They want docile Dinesh and company. They don't care if the Caucasian cock carousel riding chicks end up with a guy like Uchitan. In fact, they prefer it, and will let all the soy boys die out. Most Indian guys see the white women as a prize because of their lighter skin and because it'll give them higher IQ babies. That'll be more likely to fully integrate into Western soy society. But make no mistakes about it, their sons will be just as soy-filled as the male feminists they stole their mother from. Indian men will be emasculated because of the Western way of life, which is permeating through the whole world. Everyone is living the same now, so it's only a matter of time before Indian men start to chemically castrate themselves and put on a sundress sari and become transgendered. Indian women, on the other hand, are more focused on their careers and don't really want to have as many children anymore. So that means population collapse. As I've been saying in recent videos, the last frontier for men geomaxing is going to be Africa. After Asia dries up, and then that's it. Chetan, if things get bad in the West where I'm at, I can always move to Alberta at some point for the summers and live in Arizona for the winter. If that doesn't work, I can always move to Serbia for the summers and Dubai for the winters. I think the powers that be are trying to make minorities believe they're going to inherit the West, but they don't realize that the West virus also has them. That it's not like they can just live a Western way of life and not be infected by its decadence and perversion. Chetan, open your eyes and stop drinking the Kool-Aid. In your last video request, you mentioned how you broke down and started dating a white woman. Now you're buying into the idea that Indians will inherit the earth with their below replacement fertility rate. It's not going to happen. We're all headed in the same direction. Some of us are just further along the population decline treadmill than others. We're heading for a deflationary world where populations will crash almost everywhere. So what if our parliament in Canada is full of token Indian people? Will it really make a difference in policy when the Prime Minister has the final say and he or she can be bought off very easily? Right now I keep hearing one story after another in the news about how Indian people are being screwed over in Canada's housing market, purchasing overpriced homes before they're even constructed, and now that interest rates have shot up, they don't qualify for a mortgage, and they've lost their down payments and are about to get sued for not paying for the properties. Canada's real estate market has been rising for 20 years now. And the government has banned foreign buyers now for 2 years, and interest rates just keep on going up. I read a story the other day about a woman that was looking forward to nice weather in the summer, but she wasn't looking forward to that time of the year because of her higher mortgage payments that were going to come at that point. Everywhere I look, I see sad stories about women and immigrants complaining about how they can't afford their overpriced home, while myself and many of my friends have stayed out of the property markets for over a decade now, thinking things were going to crash. Well, now with inflation, higher interest rates, and a ban on foreign buyers, the prices will have to come down, and it'll really be women most hurt, because they own property more than men do, on account of divorce and just because women buy more than things like crypto and stocks. It's tangible and feeds into their nesting instinct. Indian men are also the most financially successful in North America for some reason. So do you really think that a lot of these Indian men attracting white women aren't just being used for their cash? That the Canadian and British women aren't just gold digging? Chetan, don't fall for the propaganda that whitey will be gone and that the brown shall inherit the earth. You kept sending me video requests telling me how Indians were falling for lies, and now you're doing the same. Dude, you have to stop. Just look at the fertility rate in your country, and you'll see exactly what's going to happen. This is a transitory period in human history when it comes to demographics, meaning that the decline in white and East Asian fertility rates when compared to the rest of the world is not going to continue forever. People far too often project the present too far into the future. You're driving into a wall and it's a mile away. You still have time to correct your course, but the brakes have failed and you can't turn. But that doesn't mean you can't jump out of the vehicle or that somehow the engine will die. The engine dying is basically global fertility rates crashing everywhere and globalization coming to an end. Will that also mean an end to high levels of immigration to the West? Time will tell. Sweden has also said that letting in 2 million migrants was a big mistake. Western countries are waking up, and when enough of them do, Indian immigration will be mostly over, or the numbers will be too low to matter anymore. Also, if enough white men start leaving the West, then the white women will also leave, and Canada will devolve into warfare between Muslims and Indians. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Chetan for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that white women would rather smash Raj than Ryan. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, MGTOW.TV, and Rumble to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the same man for $45. And I won't rush out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the people that donate money to me claiming that they stand against something, only to say they're for it a few donations later away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar-S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.